systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, February 1st, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
Braden, what's up, dude?
Not much. How's it going?
Fucking awesome. Back? It's been a while.
A little while.
Yeah.
Doing an actual show, I
Yeah,
think.
We did a little rediscovery.
Yeah.
I'm
rediscovering myself from 2 years ago.
I know, right?
A lot has changed.
Man, 2 years ago, I was a loudmouth dick.
We were pricks.
We were fucking pricks.
Not that we aren't now,
no, I'm a lot more mellow now.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys. Episode 305, the Monday Night Show. Hey, happy Monday fun day, by the way.
Monday is not usually a fun day.
It is when you go to work in offices. Every day is Monday fun day at offices.
Hey,
so yeah,
I think
also
you got a case of the Mondays.
The Monday fun days. I got a bad case of it. Also with us tonight, my friend Tyler. How you doing, Tyler?
I am well.
Good, good. I used to live with this kid a while ago when my dad died. We lived in the house for a while, and then they ended up selling it and shit, and we had to get the fuck out. And I think shortly after that, your father took me in. Mm-hmm. And we got a pool table, and every morning we would go to the store, get rock stars, get weed, and we would play pool for like all day. And then we'd sit in front of the big screen and play Final Fantasy the rest of the day.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Life was good.
Yeah.
I miss having like to not have to go to work and shit. I miss that. I miss not working.
Just laying around all day.
I know.
Doing nothing.
Like, shit was taken
care
of.
How am I going to get my cigarettes, weed, and rock star?
I'll sell some weed get cigarettes and weed and rock star. Done.
Hey, selling weed is a job.
It is now, actually.
And it's legal, even.
Now it is.
If you go down the proper ways.
I card everybody I sell weed to.
Yeah.
You have
exactly.
to. You fucking have to. So, Tuesday, tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. The FDA.
I'm going to fucking throw my balls at people.
Oh, my big red balls.
I can't wait to get my balls all up in your face, man.
I can't wait to catch your balls and make you go out because of it. But yeah, tomorrow's the first game of the Flathead Dodgeball Association, the FDA. That's such a great name. The FDA. What do you do?
There's no innuendo there, you know?
Like, I know. I test drugs and play dodgeball.
I'm not going to get drunk and madly stoned before I play that game. No.
You know what?
No, sir.
If that's the case, I'm going to have a wicked advantage. If everyone's going to be like, oh, let's get drunk first, I'll be like, I'm 20 years sober in AA. I'll be the only sober one there, and while everyone's stumbling around, like, trying to hit two of me, I'll win. I will just win. I don't know how else to say it. I will win.
Not everybody's going to be drunk, because I'm sure not everyone that's going is going to be 21.
Right. That's true.
Because it's open to 18.
Well, I'll bring a bottle for those under 21.
I'll be like, hey, kid, come here.
Hey, kid, you want some candy? No, come here. Hey, come here. Come here.
Get on.
I know this is the Boys and Girls Club, but come here.
Yeah, just you.
Thank you. Also, I know it's almost tax time. You guys are getting some sickly fat refunds back. TheJamHole.com/donate. I appreciate everyone that's donated. And if you donate to us and another podcast like the Big Mouse, I appreciate you giving us more. You know, that only shows that we're better than they are, which, I mean, we are, obviously. So, you know. I appreciate that. I appreciate knowing that I got more money donated to me than Josh did. That makes me...
Or what you can do is they can tell you how much money they're going to donate to Josh, and then they just donate it to you. Instead.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it's
even
the thought,
better,
it's
think.
The thought that counts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so think about
it's
donating
like, hey,
to
Josh,
them.
I got $25 for you that I'm going to donate to the Jam Hole for you.
That they thought of giving to you.
Yeah.
But then I swayed their thought, and they gave it to me. I mean, it's money well spent, right? Come on. You'd much rather give us money. than him, even though he needs his Mac fixed. But I gotta tell you something.
Why would you give him money to get his Mac
There's
fixed?
Not enough money in the world to fix that kid's Mac.
No.
I'm gonna tell you that. I'm
I
gonna
know,
mail
if you drop another $6,000, you can buy another one that'll break.
That's true. I'm gonna go to McDonald's tomorrow and I'll buy a Big Mac and I'm gonna send it to him. Like, just
like,
normal mail.
I'll
be like, here's your replacement Mac. He's gonna be so pissed.
That'd
be especially,
that'd be good.
Especially
that'd be good.
If he's as lazy as I think he is checking his P.O. box. Like, I check it every day because it's by where I work at. I'm thinking it's probably gonna sit and marinate in his P.O. box for at least a week or two. And then he'll like go get it and he'll like get there and he'll just fucking reek.
Oh yeah,
like what is that? Oh, Matt sent you a new Mac.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Like a week
they
and a half
even,
ago.
They might not even let it get through because like you're gonna have to
can you send food?
Well, that and like it's gonna all the grease is gonna like start soaking through the box and shit and it's just gonna be like a hazard or something. They're gonna just go throw it away.
No way, have you guys seen that on YouTube?
What's that?
What?
The 10-year-old Mac the 10-year-old McDonald's cheeseburger 10 years old
still like well still preserved
still kicking nothing's changed
I
nothing's
so
changed
foul.
On that thing
that makes me feel worse
unless
about
it's
it.
An MRE food should never
right.
last that
apparently
long ever
McDonald's makes MRE burgers now
and at the jamhole.com/250 when we had the 250 episode party Burger brought some MREs down. Like, just we were fucking around with them. Not the best food. I'm gonna say, no. not five-star cuisine, like you may think. We have so much money, we just feed our troops like filet mignon.
Right.
Nay, we do not.
There's actually some pretty good MREs. Though.
Really? Well,
some of them
there's
are good.
A couple.
We did not get one of those.
Yeah, you have to, like, pick them out yourself.
I don't even remember what the food was. Is Burger in the chat? Well, if he comes in, ask him what the fuck that was that we ate. I didn't even eat it. I smelled it. I was like, nah, I'm good. I live, like, right down the road, so I know you're 500 miles away from home right now. And I appreciate you coming down to see us. TheJamHole.com/250. This is our first live audience show. Probably the last time you were on mic.
Yeah, probably for a show, I think. I mean, we chatted a little bit during Rediscovery.
Yeah, we did that. So, what have you been doing lately? You working and shit, or what's life?
Not working.
Not working?
Life is trying to find a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Obama not coming through
Obama's
on his
not
promise?
Obama's helping me, no.
I heard.
Where's my job, Obama?
Obama. Hey, Obama, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Obama!
Well, yeah, but he has made things for medical marijuana be better.
A little chiller?
Through medical marijuana.
Do you?
I can
wait,
get
I
a
got
job
it.
Legally.
Grow weed like Whoa. Every fucking buddy else.
Yeah.
That's
what
a
do
good
know?
Idea. Who do I know that smokes weed? Oh, I don't know. Every fucking buddy?
Everybody in Montana?
No shit. But has he... I don't think it was him. I think it was necessity. That is pushing all of this legalization forward
yeah.
because the states are so fucking broke.
Right.
They're like, all right, how do we make money quick? Someone's like, you can sell heroin. They're like, the CIA already does that.
And they got that shit on lockdown, dude.
You can
yeah.
sell
you don't
coke.
Mess with the CIA.
The CIA already sells coke. Huh. What drugs is the CIA not selling? Oh, weed. We'll sell weed, make weed
Got
legal.
It.
Done.
Yeah,
done
the only
and done.
Reason it's becoming legal is yeah, just for that. If it wasn't for that, they'd keep it illegal.
And
forever.
That's fine. Like we'll and we talked about this before about how you guys made us have to take it to the medical stand.
Right.
You couldn't just legalize it so we could smoke it. You forced our hand and made us have to go out and get sad-looking dying MS patients and use them as our poster child to be like, do you want to kill this lady? Well, then legalize weed for medical purposes.
Yeah.
You'll
give
like,
this
that's
cancer
your
patient
fault.
Oxy, so give them weed.
That's right.
It helps them just as well, and they're not addicted.
But the point is, we'll take it however we can get it, of course. Have you... I saw, again, the crazy shovel lady...
Really? I haven't seen her in a while. Last time I saw her, I think she had a rake.
Okay, I figured her out.
Really?
I finally figured her out today. I stared at her long enough at a stoplight today that I know exactly what the fuck she's doing.
Okay.
She is not an employee of the city.
No?
You may think she
just
works
cleaning up the streets.
Just cleaning up
raking
the streets.
Raking and shoveling
her,
snow.
Her and the fucking Ninja Turtles just cleaning up the fucking streets, dude. Cleaning the town up. But you would think she works for the city because she's always shoveling the city sidewalks.
Or you think she's just crazy.
She is crazy. I saw it in her eyes. Today, you know how football players have the black lines under their face to deflect the sun and shit?
Yeah.
She had white lines going down instead of across. Two white lines like this.
What does that mean?
I'm crazy. I cry flour and cocaine.
Know.
No, I don't know. I
cry
have no idea.
Paint?
I saw the look in her eyes. It was the look of frustration. It was the look of, I just got done shoveling this sidewalk, and now it's covered with snow again. Fuck! Back out there with the shovel. She does this, for one, because I don't think anyone else is doing it.
And plus, I don't think she has anything else to do.
Also, a major part of why she does this because she can't stand a sidewalk that has snow on it.
I guess.
It's as simple as that.
It's like an OCD thing.
It is. That's what it is.
She has OCD.
That's what it is. She's OCD and crazy.
Which means we're probably paying her for...
That's true.
In the long run, she does work for the city. Weird.
That is weird.
Funny how that works. But yeah, like, I saw her today, and she looked pissed. Like, I just got done doing this. Why doesn't someone that gets paid to do this? And, like, just complete frustration. And I was like, I understand you now.
Was she shoveling when you were staring her down?
Yes, she was.
Was she using, like, a normal dirt shovel still?
A bigger but dirt shovel. Oh, not a snow
not
shovel.
Not a snow shovel.
But, like, one of those big, scoopy metal
ones. Right, not
a
the dirt pointed shovel. Ones.
A dirt shovel, right. But a bigger dirt shovel. A bigger scoop.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I looked at her, I was like, I understand you now. I wanted to get out and be like, what's your deal? Like, what is your
you
fucking deal?
That.
I should have, but
you
I was
really
in traffic.
You need
like,
a video camera for that.
I need the jamhole.com wish list.
Then, dude,
you need to just ask her if you can put it on here live.
I just need to roll up there with the mic and be like, yo,
no,
the fuck is wrong with you?
I got a good idea. You just need to get one of those shirts with, like, the pockets on, like, you know, your chest.
Pocket protectors?
Well, no, just the pocket, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, like my work shirt.
And
but
just put your phone in it and cut just a tiny hole just for, like, the camera of your droid.
That's a good idea.
And walk up to her with it on and just totally, like, be like, what's your deal?
Or when you guys get tax returns, you can go to thejamhole.com and check out that ThinkGeek wish list and scroll down until you see button pinhole camera DVR recorder. And
that'd be cool.
Send a little love my way. Thejamhole.com/POBOX. That's where you can send us stuff.
How much are those anyway?
$250 last time I checked.
Sweet.
But they come with different buttons so that they match whatever you're wearing. I don't know. But they come with like a couple.
So you gotta like change all the buttons?
Yeah, right? I only have two. What the fuck? But yeah, it's pretty cool. I think I'm kind of glad in a way that I don't have it because I think if I did have it, it would force me to do more dumb shit.
True.
Like more than I already just talking about stuff.
But how awesome would that be?
Oh, it would be fucking phenomenally awesome. But
what reason do you have not to do more dumb shit?
Well, I don't. I mean, the show is enough, but more so than just like I can do some dumb fucked up shit and then come here and tell you guys about it.
True.
But if it's actually being recorded, like I got to take it that much further.
Yeah.
For the camera.
Right.
Like I'm gonna read.
For the camera.
For the camera. Yeah, I'm one of those retards that like, oh, there's a camera. Check out this backflip. Did he do backflips?
Oh,
we did some crazy shit with cameras.
Like when you're snowboarding and shit. If you're just out.
FGL level.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just out riding, you're just like chilling and shit. But as soon as you see someone with a camera, you're like tucking it, gonna fucking rodeo flip this next jump. And you don't know how to do that. But, you know, it's a camera.
Yeah. Or take somebody out in front of Walmart and then stick them in the trunk.
In the trunk. Oh, my God. I think I mentioned that story once a long, long time ago. But for all the new listeners, back in the day when we used to hang out, we were bored and we just, you know, Kalispell, Montana. We're like, what, 17, maybe 18?
Yeah.
Something like that. So we're like messing around and one of our friends has this big old fucking hoopty ride. What kind of car was it? Like an old Buick or some shit.
Yeah, something like
big
that.
Big old fucking boat car. And we're like just hitting each other in the car and like practicing our roles and shit. And that ended up turning into let's go down to Walmart and fuck around in the parking lot. So I get out of the car away from the parking lot and I start walking towards Walmart. I go to the soda machine and I grab a soda and I crack it open. And I start walking back towards the parking lot and I like get into the middle of the road and all of a sudden these guys come squealing ass around the corner. Get that nigger! Or something. Yelled. I'm like, I look and I'm like, fuck! And they fucking go and they hit me. Soda goes flying, like, for traumatic effect, right? Because I totally absorbed and rolled. But I fucking threw that fucker so it looked like just complete explosion. They get out and start fake, like, hitting me and kicking me and shit. Throw me into the trunk, slam the trunk. Let's go, go, go. People at Walmart are screaming. Like, did that just fucking happen?
Nobody did anything.
No,
nobody
stood nothing. There.
Everybody just stood there.
If I would have been for real getting my shit, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
I would not be here right now if that was for real shit. But they fucking...
We had somebody in another car filming it all.
Yeah, yeah. We had two cars and one was filming it. The other one hit me. I'm in the trunk now. We fucking speed off and I'm just like, my heart is fucking racing. I'm like, I can't believe we just did that. And a couple of the ladies, I guess, like, pulled out their cell phones or some shit because we jet down to like the
getting
Perkins
license plate number.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. We took them off and shit just for that quick run.
Good idea.
And then so Walmart, and then there's a couple stores, Shopko, and then Perkins. So we jet ass down to Perkins, and we get in the parking lot, and we like we're in the middle of these two cars, and we see like two cop cars racing up towards Walmart. We're like, holy shit, dude! But
they're
dude,
for you.
We had it on film. I don't know what happened to that film, but this was like old VHS recorder
dude,
shit.
I would man. Still like yeah. to see that,
it, yeah. dude. We watched.
Why don't we just go do that like tomorrow
again? Because I think I'm too old now to get to take a shot like that from a big car and
get a couple cracked ribs.
Because we did it, dude. We rehearsed it like five or six times. It just where we live, it's just like this dead end road kind of, and we were just driving
it's
back
just
and
kind
forth.
Kind of a stunt move too. Yeah, you just kind of gotta like roll up the hood.
Yeah, totally.
And with the Coke in his hand, oh man,
it made
it was beautiful.
It sold it, dude.
It was just gorgeous.
The soda
man.
Sold it,
was, it. Oh, dude, the video was so great. I mean, the soda went flying. Oh, you're just like ooh,
and like the sound,
hit.
And yeah, like they thought that someone just got some shit fucked up.
Because
yeah.
I mean, you just
but they wouldn't. Do anything.
Slam your elbow on the hood. Watch. I mean, like, yeah
dude.
Dude.
I had like a couple bruises for that shit from all the times practicing mess around before and then watching it come to fruition.
So
and
awesome.
The soda, like, droplets glistening in the sun in like shitty VHS quality. And you hear the women like screaming and shit and like, oh my God, what just happened? Someone called. It was so fucking funny, though, dude.
That's pretty
we
awesome.
We did some dumb shit like
and
that.
You know what's
I made
funny
a good stuntman, though.
If we would have had somebody in the trunk, I bet nobody would have caught us.
No. No. Yeah. If we would have done that same exact thing, you guys didn't have to let me out.
Perfect hit. Perfect place for a mafia hit. Kalispell, Montana.
Yeah. The Walmart parking lot, Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Although now, like, Walmart parking lot's so packed that you couldn't speed through there.
Yeah,
there's always people.
Yeah, dude. You would have probably hit a couple more people at just
we gotta
me
wait
first.
For we got to wait for the second one to open. Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Two Walmarts in a 60,000 person.
That was around the same time that I got, if you look at the jamhole.com/live, camera one there, all those jacks. Those are all jack-in-the-box heads. You know what? There's no jack-in-the-box here. The closest Jack in the Box is like 120
Spokane.
Miles.
Spokane
or Missoula?
Spokane.
Okay,
there's
so
not
like,
a single Jack in the Box in Montana.
Okay, so like there's 200 miles. So all those jacks were borrowed off of car antennas, and they had to drive at least 200 miles to get them.
Yeah,
people don't notice that shit though.
Yeah, now, people got pissed off when you did it.
If they caught you, oh, dude, like, that's my jack. They got furious. Like, for real, fucking, did he just take my antenna ball, that motherfucker?
Yeah, what the fuck?
We got all cocky for a while, and we were leaving, like, little ransom notes and shit. Like, if you ever want to see your precious jack again.
Wow.
Like, totally playing the role of the villain, just like, I stole your jack. If you ever want to see Jack back again, leave $200,000 in unmarked small bills down by the lake.
That'd be
that's
awesome.
So stupid. Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, this is the Monday Night Show. TheJamHole.com/feedback is where you could be typing shit that I would read. Did you guys hear on Friday and Wednesday we were talking about the 1030 campaign? Or is it 1030? what was the campaign? 1023. The 1023 campaign. These are all skeptics, and the latest thing they were doing, I think this was their first demonstration, was to go outside of different Boots branches. Boots is a UK pharmacy that sells homeopathy stuff on top of, you know, normal medication.
Right, because they try and hide it in. They hide the bullshit in with the truth.
Burger says, like Jack in the Box fast food. Yes. He said, Jack, I thought you got those at a toy shop or something. No, like Jack in the Box, yep. The Jack. But, yeah, this is the same place that we did a story about quite a while ago about one of the head guys there saying, I know homeopathy's bullshit, but we sell it because there's a demand for it. Like, if we if we didn't sell it here, no, to a agency, oh, a news agency. He's like, I know this is bullshit, but if we didn't sell it here, people would just come up and be like, where is this? Where is this? He's like, we know it doesn't work. We sell it to, because there's a need for it. We're filling a demand. Because
people want it.
And people are like, that's bullshit. you know that it's fake and you're capitalizing off of it. It's a fucking scam.
That's so what everyone's doing.
They were going to do that overdose of homeopathic remedies in front of all these Boots. So they did it. And it went well. Lots of people turned out, it seems like. And there's a cool picture here. I'll post this at thejamhole.com in the show notes when I do those tomorrow after fucking dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a cool picture of all of them with their 1023 shirts that say homeopathy does nothing and shit like that. And they're all, like, popping pills, like these homeopathic pills and shit.
Wow.
The demonstration organized by the Merseyside Skeptic Society, the MSS, saw supporters gather outside branches of Boots to swallow entire bottles of tablets.
What, just to prove that it does nothing?
Right, like the James Randi thing.
Eat two bottles of these.
Exactly.
And nothing will happen.
And when a bunch of people do it, like, if your medicine did what it says it did, we should be dead.
Yeah.
And since we're not, you're selling people crap and you're selling it for quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're not helping the economy.
You're
here.
Just making it harder for people to get what they really need.
Exactly. Campaigners have called on the high street chain to withdraw all homeopathic treatments from its shelves, which they say are scientifically absurd. Fuck yeah. Homeopathy is a system that uses very high diluted substances to trigger the body to heal itself or something like that. Actually, like cures like. They say the craziest shit.
Wow.
Like, I expect the crazy shovel lady to be like, on top of shoveling sidewalks, let me tell you something else I'm into. I take plants and I dissolve them into water until there's no plant left, and then I drink it and I'm healed. Like, I totally...
It's like, yeah, I can see that coming from you.
Steve Jobs from Cupertino is writing in. He says, Matt, the Google pad won't stop your bleeding like mine will. My pad holds 8 ounces of blue liquid. And he also says homeopathy works. It cured my pancreatic cancer. Oh, wait. No, it didn't. And then he died. Steve Jobs, everyone. Fan of the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you would expect a fan of the Jam Hole that owns Apple to maybe put us somewhere in the iTunes podcast thing. You know, maybe next to UID or something. That'd be
They've
nice.
Been on there forever.
I know. How do they do that?
How do they stay up there? Like,
I guess when you're in Subway commercials, you get that kind of treatment.
Yeah.
Michael Marshall from the MSS said, quote, we believe that they shouldn't be selling sugar pills to people who are sick. Homeopathy never works any better than a placebo. The remedies are diluted so much there's nothing in them. He took a remedy said to contain arsenic, but explained that the chances of finding one molecule of the substance in the tablets was incredibly small. Protesters gathered outside the branches in Liverpool, Manchester, Glasgow, Edinburgh, London, Leicester, and Birmingham. Damn.
Wow.
I was expecting them to have a turnout. I mean, this is like the first thing this 1023 group has done for skepticism. I was thinking one chain, 20 or 30 people. Like, that's badass.
That's
you guys
awesome.
You guys did it.
Yeah.
That's fucking right on. Mr. Marshall said the consumers trust the company and it should not sell the remedies alongside mainstream medications. The Society of Homeopaths, Freudian slip, said treatments are, quote, person specific and based on taking a series of small doses, so it did not expect any reaction in the protesters unless one already had symptoms matched to their remedy. What?
Is that
you,
just,
I don't expect any of you to die unless you had the symptom of dying.
Right.
And then I would, you know, I would expect the remedy to kill you. If you were already dying.
That makes sense.
It would kill you.
Right.
Right. That's, but since...
Isn't that, like, exactly what a remedy isn't?
That's, you're kind of doing the opposite of what you say.
A remedy is fixing the problem, not doing
it
more.
Oh, my fuck. Are you kidding me? That's like Bush going and getting elected and then not going to war in Iraq. Like, you're doing the opposite. So, yeah, this kind of just has a couple more paragraphs. It's good that they got a good turnout like that. And speaking about really wicked, awesome, killer turnouts, Tyler had mentioned this to me a couple days ago. Proponents of a state initiative to legalize weed said Thursday they have turned in about how many signatures?
700,000.
About 700,000 signatures to place the measure on the November ballot. Significantly more than what was required. A couple more than what they needed.
Yeah, which was 433,000.
Is that all? Oh, you only needed 433,971 valid signatures?
Like, here, I'll raise you 700,000.
You got double that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, by all means. If you guys want it legalized, you should have just spoke up. Just hey, let me know. You elected me to do what you need. You know, let me know. You didn't have to go and do all that. Fuck. I mean, we're broke.
If only it was that easy.
Our state is the equivalent of standing at the Walmart with a sign that says, God bless, fell on hard times.
I know. But
then God didn't bless, did he? He actually did the opposite. God did you the equivalent of homeopathy for your life.
Pretty soon we're going to be the ones jumping the border into Canada.
I know
places.
It. Be like, let us in.
Yeah.
I know you only have one road, but fuck, man. We're drowning here.
Yeah.
If enough signatures are verified and the measure approved by voters, it would become legal, excuse my face, for people 21 and older to grow and possess up to an ounce of sticky, icky, icky. It's a lot of weed.
An ounce?
An ounce.
Not really.
Well, I mean, to not go to jail or how
that's
they
like
probably
house plant.
That's
yeah, well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
But
compared
I mean, an
to,
ounce, that's not that much.
Right. That's awesome, though. Quote, this is a historic first step toward ending the cannabis prohibition, said Richard Lee, owner of the Oaksterdam University in Oakland and a major backer of the initiative. Lee said he spent about $1 million on the signature gathering effort and said proponents are planning to raise and spend $10 million for the campaign. Supporters turned in signatures to county clerks in all 58 counties in the state, and depending on the number of signatures verified through a random sample, the measure could qualify for the ballot in about 7 weeks. So you only need about 400,000 and you got like almost double that. I think you're okay. I think you're good.
I think you passed.
Yep, you're probably good. So,
but then we have to wait 7 weeks to see what happens next?
Well, right, they have to like, approve everything and all that kind of shit. So make sure it's all on the legitimate. Shazam, if you want to call in, talk about loser dudes after this next story here, that would be fantastic. 46204-4687. Now, you know, we're talking about Haiti, right?
Yeah.
Shithole. Was a shithole. Is a shithole now. Getting a lot of money. Haiti making bank.
Great.
It might be richer when this is all over than when they went into it.
Then
they're already just richer.
Well, yeah, they,
you are going to come out with more money than the United States out if you play your cards right. Don't,
the first dollar someone sent Haiti, they were richer.
Right.
Than
here's
were.
An here's a little piece of advice. Don't invest in the Wall Street.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and take that money, turn it into euros. It's for the greater good. But, so we were talking about how there's some scumbaggy shit going on also, which tends to happen. People,
always.
People in duress, let me give you some homeopathic earthquake medicine. It'll make you stop shaking and other things. But other people are going there stealing children.
What?
I know the kid was just in the street. That's where they live. They live in the streets. You can't just go there.
Just because it's in the street doesn't mean it's like
dude,
free.
You know,
and it
doesn't mean it's trash.
The UN is not all of the countries of the world. There's still countries that allow slavery.
They like to think they are, though.
Over in Somalia, man, there's still pirates. And
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
yeah they,
that's where that was filmed, right?
No. Pirates of the Philippines, more likely.
That's right.
Pirates of the Philippines.
Yeah. It's crazy out there. It's definitely fucking crazy. And then Steve Jobs says, but they're black. Why would you want them? Hey, some people are into that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would get one and, like, train him to hip-hop. Be like, you're going to make me rich. Rags to riches? Fuck yeah, dude. I found this kid in the street, and now he's, like, beating Kanye.
Now he's, like, the best rapper ever.
In the world.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, Haiti's prime minister has criticized 10. Now, would you... Okay, before I give this away, would you say they're... religious affiliation or non-religious affiliation? Now, keep in mind, religious people have a good moral compass.
Right.
Non-religious people are inherently evil.
I'm going to say religious.
Really? Even yeah. knowing that religious
yes,
people...
Yes, even knowing that, Matt.
they are religious. Absolutely correct. They are U.S. missionaries. Arrested because they...
Jesus.
God needed more black children.
Yeah.
More displaced, weird bellies.
The shortage.
Yeah, dude. Heaven doesn't have enough for its army.
Yeah.
They tried to take 33 Haitian children out of the earthquake hit county. County. Do you think they mistook that they're like, yeah, we got your Asian kids. Angelina Jolie's like, why are they all black? You said go to Haiti and get the Asian kids. Those are Haitian kids. I told you! You fucking retard.
That's awesome.
Max Bellery told the AP news agency that they, quote, knew what they were doing was wrong. Well, of course you would know that because you're religious and you have the moral compass.
Right.
Your compass was like, yo, you're doing... wrong things right now.
Your tom-tom told you you're going the wrong direction.
You're going the wrong way. You need to turn around. Yeah. Get back on highway to hell, but going north. You're actually going south. That's so awesome, because that's like... That's religion's... Like, one of their favorite things to say is, without God, there can be no good. God is what makes people good. And it's like... God made these people bad then because they just tried to steal kids from Haiti. That's like going to church and taking money out of the offering basket.
Yeah.
Like, that's just something you don't do. God or no God, you...
50%.
That's right. I'm just taxing you. That's yeah. all. You,
like, great.
The IRS told me to come here and get that, and
yeah.
you've been served. Mr. Bellerive added that his country was open to having the Americans tried in the United States. He said some of the children had parents who were alive, and the government was trying to locate them. Like, you're not even taking kids from orphanages who have no parents. Like, these kids have parents and shit, and you're like,
right.
Well, that one looks good.
I like that one.
Yeah.
How do you pick out one? You just grab one you see?
I don't know. I think the one that gives you the most chase, right? Because that means they're good and strong.
I guess.
You don't want
they're
one that's
healthy.
Just, like, dead.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to get a healthy one.
Right,
yeah.
For sure.
For it's, sure.
Otherwise, what's it worth to anyone?
Probably not much.
No.
I mean, yeah. Is this the black market we're talking
about? I think so.
Yes, it is. A Haitian judge had been expected to decide on Monday whether the Americans had a case to answer, but the matter was postponed for 24 hours because a lack of interpreters for the Americans. They're there like, we have no idea what you're saying. Oh, you want the babies back. Oh, okay. Well, talk to my lawyer. God said, we're on a mission from God. He told us to come get these black babies. The 10 have been held since Friday when they tried to enter the Dominican Republic with the children. They insist that... Can you imagine 10 Christians rolling through
right.
fucking...
All these black
the
babies.
Airport with these little black babies.
Yeah, like, they probably got a lot of looks.
Hey, let me see their papers.
Yeah.
Run!
Jesus.
I'm going to need some kind of identification.
Yeah. Those aren't yours, are they? Yeah. They're God's. They're children
We're
of God.
We're all God's children.
That's so awesome. Shazam says they speak French. It can't be that difficult to find interpreters. Maybe they were Haitian French. It's a different dialect. It's all clocks and clicks. Clicks and pops
right.
and clocks and...
With the French, the French quarter of Haiti.
Right, with lay and la in there. Le click, pop. They insist children have no living parents and were being taken to an orphanage in the Dom Reap. They say they were unaware they had done anything wrong, and they believed they had been given the right paperwork to take the children out of the country. It's like a little note that says, you can have these kids, signed God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We're doing God's work. Well, Shazam, you want to give us a call, and we'll talk about OK Cupid? Now, I'll set this up while she's calling in here. I gotta say, whenever there's chicks on the internet, usually guys go fucking ape shit, right? Like,
right.
Guys are like, oh, let me see your tits. And, hey, you want a cyber? Hey, babe. Hey, nice tits. You want a cyber? Looking good.
Or the classic, like, nerd online introduction, ASL.
Yeah, exactly. ASL 14F, wherever you're at. Jackpot.
Yes.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Hello.
Howdy.
Hi, Shazam. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Now, before we get into this, do you no longer live with the ex and his girlfriend?
No, they have moved out. They moved out rather quickly after she tried to beat me up.
Really? What the fuck happened? Was it? Because
okay, the quick story is I said something that made her angry.
Like what?
And well, my ex and I actually own our place together.
Right.
And he kept talking about selling it, and I said, "I'm sorry, you can't sell. I'm not letting you." And he was very angry about that. And I said, well, you know what? Our settlement agreement that you signed when we divorced says that I have the exclusive right to live here and that we both have to agree to sell. And I don't agree to sell.
Right.
So that made her very mad. She proceeded to talk about me as if I wasn't there and she was sitting 10 feet away from me.
It makes her mad, the person that's living in her boyfriend's ex-wife's house with his ex-wife. Like, how should
right.
she...
Well, the reason... She... Okay, they both seem to think that if we sold the place, that he would have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in his pocket.
Right, of course. Bullshit. Right.
This is a shitty time to sell, blah, 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 you know, the economy. So I said, I'm sorry, I'm not letting you sell. And she was very angry. And so she started talking about me as if I wasn't in the room. I mean, I'm 10 feet away from her.
Right.
And she's all, well, she this and she that. And I said, and her name is, well, I better not say her name because I'll tell you why later. I said, hey, you know, I can hear you. Oh, I know you can hear me. That's why I'm saying it. I'm like, well, then fucking say it to my face, bitch. Because
all snooty?
You're right, fucking 10 feet away from me.
What a bitch.
So things get a little blurry, but basically, oh, and here's a little thing. One of the reasons he's like so eager to sell is because she is pregnant.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, she's pregnant. This is the sixth time she's been pregnant.
Did she get pregnant in your house?
Yes.
Is that
it's
why she keeps having miscarriages? What are you feeding her?
No. She kept having abortions. That was before.
She's got the punch card filled up then. That's the next one's free.
Yeah, I think the next one should be free.
No shit. Fuck.
So I said, hey, it's not my fault. Your girlfriend tricked you into getting her pregnant. And she then... I was sitting in a chair just, you know, I was talking shit, but I wasn't really doing anything.
Well,
I wasn't
threatening. It's your domain. You have the right.
Yeah, and basically I was right. She obviously did trick him into getting her pregnant because she then flew at me, started pulling my hair and slapping me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow, dude.
And so then, I'm like, obviously, I mean, I don't get into fights. I'm not that kind of person, but... So if someone is attacking you and they're on top of you, you're going to fight back, right?
Yeah, we're adults. We talk with our fists, and when that doesn't work, we knock fools the fuck out.
Well, so instead of me, I don't think I ever landed a blow on her because then he pulls me off her. So I'm screaming, she attacked me. And he's like, got me, finally, it took a while because I'm trying to kick him, and I'm scratching him because I'm a girl. And so... He finally has me on my back on the floor. He's on top of me, and I literally pulled the shirt off his back.
Hockey style. That's awesome.
I pulled the shirt off of him. Finally, you know, we separate. She's still, like, screaming about how, you know, sometimes accidental pregnancies happen. I'm like, not six fucking times, bitch.
Yeah, no, and that's, so, yeah.
So, I think after two times she figured out how it worked, you know.
Yeah, semen so goes in.
How he came in me. He came in me, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna vomit now. That's fine.
Straight. The
so
fuck
did
up.
You guys like? Did
too
the
much
cops,
information.
Yeah, no shit. Did the cops get called, or did you call them, or?
Yeah, I was afraid to leave them alone in the apartment because I have pets, and I know I'm silly about my pets, but I was afraid. The girl was fucking nuts.
Yeah,
and
you.
I didn't know if she was gonna like stab them because she knew I liked them or something. You
and
know.
Basically, so I went. After a blow up like that, I think that's the end of it. Like, you can no longer be comfortable in your space with that person there. You know, like once something escalates exactly. to that point, that's the end of it. It's over.
Yeah. So at one point, like before I left the apartment, I heard him talking to her. Oh, it's only till March 1st. It's only till March 1st. I'm thinking March 1st. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So I went to my neighbor's and had her take pictures because I had bruises all over me.
Damn.
And,
bitch
yeah.
got
well,
physical.
And I thought it was from her, but I realized later that it was from him holding me down.
Ah.
And she's, like, still throwing things at me. Like, so I finally left, had my neighbor take pictures of me. And then my neighbors are like, you really need... Oh, and when I was still in the apartment, I tried to grab the phone to call 911, and he did the cheesy thing of pulling the phone cord out of the wall.
No shit. That's awesome. When all else fails.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went, and then I called the police, and the police talked to me, and I said, well, she hit me. I said words that weren't nice, but I didn't touch her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I hope I seemed calm and, you know, civil. And
was the cop hot?
Came and huh?
Was the cop hot?
There were four cops.
Nice.
And since I live in San Francisco, they were probably all gay.
Yeah, probably.
So, I mean, gay guys can be hot. Gay guys can be hot. But they have guns.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
And tasers. And handcuffs. And batons.
Ooh, rare. Okay. Trifecta.
Shit.
So then that night, so the cops then came, they talked to us, and they didn't talk to me again. I said, okay, they said they'd be gone. I'm like, yeah, great. That night, though, I mean, guys had keys to my place. I didn't know what the fuck was up. So that night, I had a friend spend the night with me. And then the next 2 days, the ex got all of their stuff out.
No shit. Without you having to, like, tell them, they did it on their own?
Yeah. He's going to be a daddy. He's very concerned about his future child.
Oh, of course. You know.
And his fucking crazy, irrational baby mama who, like, I'm sorry. You've both been children. You say shit to your parents just to get under their skin just because you can, and it pisses them off. You have to get used to that when you're a parent.
Yeah. And if you're going to start going ape shit every time that happens, then maybe wait a minute.
Yeah. Well... She's obviously
so. How long have they? How long have they been out for?
Let's see. Was that like
last week?
What's today?
Monday,
today's Monday.
Funday.
Oh, it's been 2 weeks today.
Nice.
Today was the fight.
So ever since then, you've been trolling around on OkCupid or what?
Oh no, I've been trolling around on OkCupid for a while. I already have a new roommate.
Oh, nice. Guy or girl?
Yeah. Huh?
Guy or girl?
It's a guy. We share a bed.
Nice.
It's worked out very well so far.
That's almost boyfriend status.
Hey!
Or pretend.
How dare you?
You guys are playing house.
We're that is actually a subject we haven't broached. But,
does he know every time? Does he know every time he fucks you, you're going to write about it online?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As long as he knows that, you know. That's probably
the
first.
I write about it every time. That would get boring.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's probably the first thing you gotta like tell them, right? Before, oh, by the way, I have a cat and a dog. It's like, well, every time I suck your dick, I'm gonna talk about it on the internet. So, are you cool? Okay.
Well, some I do, most I don't.
Yeah.
Most I don't write about. They're boring.
Yeah, well, most guys are boring. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Okay, so OkCupid. No, I've been using OkCupid for a while. And actually, I've met quite a few guys. This is the latest loser. Okay. We agreed to meet at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock. 6 p.m. We met at a bar. We seemed to get along fine. Bought me drinks. And after a few drinks, I'm like, hey, I'm hungry. And his response was, I'm not.
You have to make the bait more obvious sometimes.
I didn't say I was hungry for cock. I was hungry for food.
Oh, like legitimately, not like let's get out of here so I can get fucked.
No, I wanted. We met at 6 o'clock. I wanted fucking dinner.
So you tell him you're hungry. He tells you go fucking eat something, and you're like, what?
Yeah, that's no. Awesome. So then he said that he wasn't hungry. I said, okay, that's fine. Well then, I said, okay, well then I'm gonna go because I'm hungry. He said, well, I'll give you a ride home. Like, okay, give me a ride home. Give me a ride home. And he's like, can't I go in? I'm like, no. You're not hungry, so I don't need to feed you.
Wow.
So that's the latest asshole.
Well,
I
thought it was weird because usually guys are all like badasses on the internet. Like, whenever they see a chick, they're all over it and stuff. And you were saying that some of these guys were not even showing up and shit. Like, they finally see that it's a real chick and they freak the fuck out and don't know what to do all of a sudden.
Oh yeah. Oh no. There's plenty. They want to do the back and forth, and we're writing, messages back and forth to each other. Blah blah.
I don't have time
for
that shit.
Let's meet. I mean, I'm not saying let's fuck. Let's have your dick hard as soon as you see me. I'm saying let's meet.
What if you did that? That would be so awesome. If your dick's not hard by the time I open the door, I'm done. That's it. That's pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
Maybe I'll do that next time.
Do that and let me know how that goes. I bet the guy will not be able to do it. He'll just be like, damn it. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's difficult to be hard on demand.
Right.
At least that's what I hear from the guys who work in porn.
I can't even fart on demand. I don't think I could do that. I'd need a picture or something.
Yeah, I would think it'd be easy to... Well, I feel like... I mean, it makes sense. I can't make my pussy wet on demand.
I can. Done.
We'll see. That.
Sometimes it's easier than others,
So there's some guy that I'm supposed to meet tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, I usually book like one a night just to meet. I don't necessarily want to fuck them.
Right. You can't be fucking all the time.
And I told them, actually... Because of the old roommates, the new roommate wouldn't care. I could fuck people in front of him, and he would probably, hey, can I watch? Sure. Like, he's great.
He'd get in on it. I'd get in on it.
Oh, yeah. We've already had a couple threesomes.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's how I interview him. Like, if I'm going to live with you, I got to make sure you can get down with me. Now,
well,
dick
yeah,
hard,
we've
go.
We've had threesomes with a girl.
Well, yeah. I mean, is there any other kind? I mean, two dudes. Come on, that's kind of gay. Come on, if I'm gonna have a threesome, it's gonna be with like three chicks.
Don't have to touch.
Not all the time.
No, so, but okay, but it's. I mean, you can see my profile if you want. It's Shazam SF.
Check that shit out. If you live in Frisco, you might get fucked and written about and made fun of. You call that a dick?
Well, for instance. I've already written about, but nobody knows. I've fucked somebody that's kind of famous around here.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
I didn't... Huh?
What's his name?
I'm not going to tell you.
Is it D. Simon? Is his name D. Simon?
No, but I would fuck him.
Have you ever fucked one of the sick and wrong guys?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever fucked one of the sick and wrong guys, D. or Lance?
No, but I totally would. No, I sent them a picture of my tits, and I said, hey, we can hang out and have a drink. I didn't mean to fuck them. I think they seem like cool, fun guys to get drunk with.
Yeah.
And they didn't write back, so obviously.
I don't know how I'd feel about that, listening to their show and hearing that. I'd be like, why is she cheating on us? What's up with that?
But they don't talk about anybody. They fuck.
Yeah. Just that one chick on their forums.
Oh, the one who...
Maybe
wait,
that was you. Maybe that was you. I don't know.
Oh, the one who does the gangbangs?
Yes, that one.
No, that's not me. Okay. You know my voice. That's not me. I mean, she sounds really cool.
That's true. So, guys in general on OKCupid maybe need to step up their game a little bit. What do you have to say about them?
Losers? That's pretty good. You know, I'm kind of grown out of Craigslist just because that's like there's a really big factor. So
that's so OKCupid's 09.
A little better.
Who uses that anymore?
Well, I did because my girlfriend as in yes, we lick each other's pussies. And I posted looking for house slaves.
A house fling?
Yeah. So we had interviews this past weekend. We had them come over and clean for us, and then we made fun of their penises.
They clean naked?
We made them clean with no pants.
Huh. That'd be weird.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think that would be cool when that happens. Someone's going to call and be like, I need some water here, and I'm going to get there. It's going to be like 10 hot chicks just like ready to bone down. And I'll be like, yes, this is why I still have this job.
Yeah, I need a water boy.
I know it. And then they'll call me that, and then my dick will totally get soft, and I'll walk away sad and crying.
No. Here's the thing, and you're not, I can tell, but if you're in humiliation, you want, like, oh, your dick can't get around? What the fuck's wrong with you? You're not a real man. What the fuck do you have between your legs?
I'm trying to actually not be into humiliation.
I know you're not.
Day to day. All right, well, thank you very much, Shazam. I appreciate the insight into that. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
If there's anybody who wants to
bone down,
on OKCupid, Shazam SF.
Yeah, check that shit out. Bone down with Shazam SF. All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Shazam SF, everyone. One day, I will go to Frisco, and all five of us will have sex, and it will be great.
All five? Who's that whole five?
I don't know. We'll see.
Anybody that wants to join?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know. All right, well, I got a couple more stories before we call it a night here. Do you know when you get old, you get aged and frail, you go to a home?
Yeah.
You don't go home, but you go, okay.
To a home.
And sometimes in those homes, people get their shit fucked up.
What?
Yeah, people
they die?
Get their...
They're
sometimes,
old.
Sometimes you die, and not from being old.
Oh.
You die because you got Drug your ass those? Beat. Oh. And maybe that. The location of the home was secret. Only potential buyers with a $500,000 line of credit could learn its Seattle address. The seller insisted on discretion because the price included three frail seniors who lived inside.
What?
I'm selling this house, actually.
I'm selling everything that's in it.
The
also.
House is more of like a box for the merchandise, yeah, exactly. In air quotes. And when I say merchandise, I mean the three frail seniors who are inside of it. That's so fucked. $500,000 sold.
Would you buy that?
I would buy that and be like, can you get rid of the dead people, please? Because
no,
I mean,
that's part
I'll
of
pay
it.
Extra. Oh, so do I get a deal if I don't want the three dying people?
No, because they're only going to sell it because they don't want to deal
with
it.
Oh, because of that.
Right. That's like, you know,
it's
what?
Actually
I don't
their house.
It's probably like their kids or something, and
oh,
they inherited
no shit.
This house and they died in it, and they don't want to like clean up for it or pay for the funeral costs. So they'll be like, how about we just sell the house?
Right.
With
Wink.
Still in it, and we'll just sell the problem to somebody else.
Done.
Done.
Like, oh, did you know there was old who? No, the house was empty.
Yeah,
they must
know.
Be squatters. a Bothell real estate listing last year touted five seniors for $120,000, sold separately. Bids for five vulnerable adults in Arlington opened at $90,000, cash only. Hey, do you take check?
Nope.
Cash only. You want the goods? Cash. Go get some. $120,000. How much would you pay for a senior?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Especially if they were dead.
I know a couple that I will sell you. Are you into this? These deals
Why
aren't...
Why would you want to buy a dead anyone?
I don't know. Because that's kind of your thing, I guess. You're into that. It's a very niche we focus in on.
Right.
Very specific. These deals aren't illegal. Washington officials not only know about it, they allow it. That's fun. Sell them. I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
Hey, do you know there's a war? I'm busy fighting.
Just go buy an old person.
I know.
Let's just go buy an old person.
What are you doing today? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go check the swap meet, maybe cruise by Walmart and pick up a couple old dying people.
No, you go to an old folks home.
An old obviously.
Obviously. I mean, where else would they
be? It's an old folks home.
Yeah.
Of course. 20 years ago, the State Department of Social and Health Services began licensing homeowners to provide spare bedrooms and care for the old or frail who might otherwise have to live in nursing homes.
I like how they refer to them as old
or frail. You pick either.
Like,
or.
You're not old, but you're pretty frail.
You're frail, yet you go. You're not frail, but you are old, so you go
yeah,
too.
You too.
Should we change it to or?
Yeah.
We'll get them all or. That way. These private residencies, called adult family homes, were marketed as opportunities for seniors to live in cozy settings in familiar neighborhoods, close to family and friends, with more freedom and superior care. Until it totally did the opposite of that. It went homeopathic. It's like, we're actually going to abuse the shit out of all these elderly.
Yeah.
We're going to steal their drugs, and then we're going to sell them on the black market. I know a guy. It's fine. He's got a $500,000 line of credit.
Cash only.
Cash only. Of course. Inside the state's 2,843 adult homes, thousands of vulnerable adults have been exploited by profiteers or harmed by amateur caregivers, an investigation has found out. Would you say religious or non-religious affiliation?
Religious?
Fair assumption. The Times uncovered accounts of elderly victims who were imprisoned in their rooms, roped into their beds at night, strapped to chairs during the day so they wouldn't wander off, drugged into submission, or left without proper medical treatment for weeks.
That's brutal.
That's fucking brutal, dude. That's so brutal. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I don't even know, dude. About 11,200 people reside in adult family homes across the state. About 3 out of 5 residents are private pay. There are about 1,100 homes in King County alone, more than 3 times the number of Starbucks stores. If you were wondering, we have 3 times more. Wow, dude.
I got to take a picture
of
that.
Did you see that?
I'm sorry.
This is what I have to sit next to while we're doing the show here. My dead fucking cat. Jesus Christ, dude. I think I'm going to sell the cat into one of these homes. The pace of licensing is so furious and brutal that, on average, the state issues a new one every day. And that's a quote. I see other businesses struggling in these tough economic times, but AFH cash flow keeps coming in! ! Says this lady that owns some of these. The industry elevates minimum wage workers to 6-figure income businesses owners in under a year. Because you're selling people. you can't... I don't know. So, it just kind of talks about there's a couple of the people that really got.
So if you can sell like old dead people, what makes it
Steve
wrong?
Jobs
like,
says, I'm going to go to Haiti and steal some old people.
Yeah,
some old black people.
They won't care.
They don't give a shit. Like, where are we going? Is it not Haiti? Yeah, man, let's go.
So why can't you just sell anybody else?
I don't get why.
I don't get the distinction.
Right.
Between...
What makes you a person and you a piece of merchandise?
They're only selling them because they're dead, right? These old
near
people?
Dead or frail.
Yeah, I guess. So should it? You should be able to do that with anybody if they're near dead or frail,
or just whatever.
Yeah,
like
I guess.
I'm gonna trade up. I get a new every 2 cell phone and person.
Right.
I get a new girlfriend every 2 years.
Every 2. It's my contract.
That's it's a bitch if you want to cancel early, but I'll tell
you gotta pay out
in the
ass
long run
if you cancel early.
In the long run, it's worth it. All right. Well, did you hear about Kettleman City, California? These people are all, like, defected and shit. Like, defective.
They are?
Because it's some environmental problem. They're blaming a nearby toxic waste dump for
that
health problems.
That might be the problem.
Deformed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like the oblongs or something? Is that where the oblongs
like,
live?
More like the hills have eyes and not all fun and like weird hair lips and shit.
Okay. Hey, the oblongs
and
look pretty
freaking the EPA,
weird too.
The EPA is going to like investigate, right? And they're like, I don't know what's causing it.
I don't see it. It couldn't be
this big industry here that's dumping toxic waste into your drinking water.
It couldn't be that.
No, it
that's
couldn't
the
be.
Last thing. It
we'll
could be.
We'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll investigate it.
What, Tyler?
What?
I didn't say anything.
I thought you had something to say.
No.
Okay.
Way to go.
I totally thought he was like me.
He could raise his hand.
Yeah, really. I'll see you. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Tuesday that it plans to investigate a cluster of facial birth defects and other health issues among migrant farm workers in the impoverished California enclave of Kettleman City as a part of Obama's administration pledge to shift the agency's attention toward issues of, you know, people getting all fucked up from toxic waste.
Well, I would not recommend moving there.
Like, no, they're migrant workers. They all look like that. It's fine.
That's just how they look.
It's
down
fine.
There.
Do they have green cards?
Yeah, that's,
no,
that's
then
fine.
It's fine.
That's fine.
No green card.
Leave them alone. Yeah. They're just they're living experiments. Leave them alone.
We'll see. They're X-Men.
We're taking. We're studying them as we speak. Don't worry about
Weapon
it.
Weapon X. It's fine. What, they fly? Great.
Great.
Don't worry
Perfect.
About it. Stay inside.
It might save you one day.
Residents suspect the facial deformities are linked to a nearby toxic waste dump. Sherlock Holmes there. He's like, I think it's this. The dump is set to be expanded to accommodate waste from large population centers, including, but not limited to, Los Angeles. Wow. You're getting all that nasty, smug-ass shit, like crunchy granola-ass nasty.
And
I
then
saw
you
that
breathe
South-
it in.
I saw that South Park.
Yeah.
That does not end well. You're going to get covered by a tidal wave of shit, of California Hollywood shit. Ugh, that's like the worst kind. In an interview, Jared Blumenfeld, administrator for the EPA, said the case meets the standards of the Obama administration's decision this month to make this justice a priority. See, we did
that's
one.
That's where our priorities
Mission
are.
Mission accomplished. We did one. Thank Yay. You. Quote, Kettleman City is a very vulnerable community at the confluence of large agricultural and pesticide use, heavy truck traffic, a chemical waste facility accepting PCBs, and a proposed 600-megawatt power plant. Megawatt? Power plant. Oh, man, you guys, if you think it's bad now, wait till the lines go up. You guys are gonna be like tinfoil hats
yep.
and shit.
Oh no!
Just your hair lip will get from this to this, like over your face.
Stretch it over your face.
Oh, our job is to make sure that we look under every rock and try to see if there is a causal relationship between all these activities and the health impacts on the ground. We need to provide real information based on science, not just from the company proposing a project. Yeah, you can't actually get your EPA info from the company that's creating the waste that you're investigating. You can't do it that way. Blumenfeld cautioned against unrealistic expectations of the federal government's study of Kettleman City, a town of about 1,500 mostly Spanish-speaking residents located just off I-5, halfway between Frisco and L.A., getting dumps from both.
Cool.
Do you think they're like, we don't know what they're saying, they all look like that, like, do I really have to go there? He's like, you have to go there. Obama said so. Man, just pissed, dude. I don't know what they're saying. And that's about it. Just kind of goes on. So, you know it's not a good idea.
What?
Taser while covered in gasoline.
Yeah, I would probably not recommend that.
Do you think the cops have figured that out yet? Is the next story I read going to or going not to involve Taser?
I'm going to say going to
Absolutely correct, Braden. It is going to involve Taser and gasoline. I've seen a few of these now.
I can't wait to hear this story now.
Police in Perth have launched an internal investigation after a man caught alight after being shot with a taser. Police say the 44-year-old man locked himself inside a house and was threatening to burn it down.
Maybe? Well, I guess the cops just gave him a hand.
Well, yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
He's like, okay.
Do you think he was listening to the Bloodhound Gang? And he just had it on loud, and he's like, it's on fire, and they're like, we're coming in! No, it wasn't really on fire, it's the chorus to this dumb song. Fuck. he spread fuel throughout the house, and when he told the cops he was going to get some matches, they forced their way inside. While they were attempting to arrest him, a taser was fired, igniting the fuel and causing burns to the man's arms and or upper body.
That's awesome.
It's awesome that it doesn't say Officer Jack Jerkoff fired the taser. Yeah. It just says a taser was fired. Like,
it just mysterious. Who brought fire?
Okay, guys, who brought the taser?
Yeah, who's got the taser? Come on,
you smell gasoline. Do not light the taser.
Why was the dude on?
That's common sense, bro.
I don't understand why the dude covered himself in gasoline if he was trying to burn the house down.
Oh,
what are you doing?
You gotta cover the house in gasoline.
You poured on the house, not yourself.
Oh, so silly. You silly goose. And then the cops like come in and just blow the shit up.
Yeah.
So awesome. $1 million if I was rich to be there.
Yeah, for
sure. As that happened, as they kick the door down, like walking down the street, just like,
yeah.
What was that?
Huh.
Oh, like, that would be so awesome. So the guy he's in stable condition. The hospital burns 20% of his body. Quote, there was no doubt that the officers had reason to go into the house. Threats to burn the house down were made. And also, the officer had been doused with petrol. So there was an assault there. He assaulted him with gasoline.
Yeah.
All the more reason to blow off a fucking taser. He was certainly threatening to go to the kitchen and get the matches. The officers have made the decision to arrest the person, and that stage have used the taser. That was actually at the stage where you should not have used the taser.
Wait, so he was, like, threatening to light himself on fire?
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
With themselves, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, get out of the house.
You're in there. Like, go outside and do it.
And it doesn't, even at the end of the story. It says, during the arrest phase, the ignition has occurred. He says, police guidelines recommend against...
We have ignition.
Yes. 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're fucked. They have guidelines recommending not using tasers near flammable liquids.
I would hope so.
Did you get the memo?
Yeah.
Did either of you get the memo?
I don't have that packet, I don't think. Shit. That safety packet.
And it doesn't say, like, who did it. It just says, like, it went off.
And then, I bet when they walked out of that, like, no one would admit to doing it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it wasn't me.
Like, check your tasers. And
he just lit on fire.
All of a sudden, no one has a taser now. Interesting.
It was weird.
Yeah. Quote, it all depends on the time, place, and circumstances, he said. This is a use of force option, and the officers at the time used the force that they believe was necessary to make this happen. That's your quote, dude. We believe that they did what they needed to do to make it happen. They got out there.
They definitely
no
made
shit,
it
huh?
They made the play. They made it happen.
Oh, wow.
House and man totally burned down. Congratulations, guys. All right, well... I got a couple questions here before we get the fuck out of here.
Kind of questions.
What would Jamhole do? Kind of questions.
Oh.
We forgot to do on Friday, so this one is Friday's, okay? Hey.
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 Hey. We need your arms and legs.
I need my arms and legs.
Specifically, our eccentric billionaire master wants them for his sick child. It's okay, though. Don't fret. It's okay. Because you get to keep your genitalia! And, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spend the rest of your life being ministered to by a team of super attractive servants who are up for anything. And when I say anything...
if you have that, what do you need arms and legs
that's
for?
Right? Okay, so... on top of that, on top of them, on top of you, on top of that,
right.
You get $250,000 a year.
Dude, you had
on
me
top
at,
of...
You had me at girls doing anything.
What's the catch?
You don't know how to negotiate very well. You don't have to pay me. It's fine. All the chicks? Do I get a new every two? Because
if not,
all your needs will be met. You will want for nothing except arms and legs, perhaps. Interested.
I'm
yes,
going,
you in?
I'm going with
I'm
it.
All in.
I'm all in.
Arms, legs, I'm in. Tyler, what do you think? Would you give up your arms and legs for $250,000 a year and hot, sexy, a team of?
A team
There's
of
There's no I in team.
And they'll do anything for you.
They're up for anything.
Hot, sexy servants.
Would you give up arms and legs? I'm going to say, while you're thinking about that, I'm going to say yes, because on top of just being a sex doll, pretty much. You're laying around. Yeah. No arms, no legs. Lots of sex. All that money, eventually, we will have the technology to merge our consciousness.
I'll just get robot legs.
Thank you, Brady.
Hey.
Exactly. Yes, Carl, you're live on the Jam Hole.
Hi.
Who is
that
this?
That question from Dr. Brandanos, I would not do that.
Who is this?
This is your girlfriend.
Oh, hey, babe.
Okay.
Who's this guy calling?
I don't know. Who's this dude? How's Missoula?
Yeah. It's good. It's still just as shitty as I remember.
Awesome. Awesome.
You know,
so you would not...
Happy.
You would not do this?
No, I would not.
Okay,
like my arms. I like my legs.
I would then, and then I would know that my team would be my arms and legs when they're not being my blowjob machine. My lean, mean team blowjob machine. So
yeah, no.
And like I was saying, for $250,000 a year, by the time we can put my consciousness in the internet, I'll have enough money to do that.
Exactly.
Done.
Yeah, but then, you know what? It's not going to be the same. You're not going to be able to, like, itch
your
asshole
you like
the same, or, like, finger your dick hole the same,
you
or,
have
like,
a team of
that.
You're missing the part where you get a team of chicks.
Yeah, or dudes, I guess.
Or dudes.
It doesn't matter.
It does kind of matter.
It doesn't matter. It's still going to feel weird. It's not you.
Listen, why do you need arms and legs where you can be like, hey, hot, sexy chick, go get that for me?
And then they
do.
Yeah.
Servant, come here with my computer and type this for me.
Exactly. Like, you don't need them.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to do that. I don't know. Sometimes I like to be alone and, like, pick my nose, you know?
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have a robot for those times.
Yeah. That's what I would wait until I had robot arms to pick my nose.
Right, to pick my robot nose.
Pick your robot. Oh, my God.
So you're gonna
anyway,
be back?
Are you missing me yet?
Nope. You're gonna be back Wednesday.
Yes, I'm gonna be back Wednesday.
Awesome.
I'm gonna stay.
Okay. Well, you have fun in Missoula.
Oh yeah,
and
I will.
I'll
I just
see
happened
you.
To flip open the, you know, the jaml.com/live and hear the question.
Right.
And I was like, oh shit.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering.
Yeah.
I'll see you Wednesday. Everyone will see you Wednesday.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
I miss you guys.
All right.
And you the most.
I know.
Bye.
Bye. I love YouTube. I fucking love YouTube. I fucking love YouTube. All right. Yes? What was your answer, Tyler?
He didn't give one yet. Would
what
you
is your answer?
For the arms and legs
are
dilemma?
You in?
I'm in. Why did my shit all just...
I think I'm pretty in.
Disconnect. You're all in?
Yeah.
All right. I'm definitely all in. Well, I'm not even going to reconnect that. We got one more question here. Actually, I will try to reconnect that.
What happened?
Everything just crashed.
Oh, sweet.
Everything Ustream related just took a big giant dump on my face.
You hear everyone saying it.
I know. Are they now?
Yeah.
Did they finally?
Anyone else lose a stream? Yeah.
Everyone else lost the stream.
Everybody did.
Does anyone, whoever thinks like, no, it must just be me. Like, when has it ever been just you? Like, oh, I forgot to turn my volume on.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's
my
never.
Bad.
Yeah, dude, it's never just you. It's everybody. It's actually Ustream. And I appreciate them for doing that. Here, while I'm doing this, will you read that?
Sure. Is this the only, is this isn't okay, this is its own.
Yes.
To work, at work, during work, on the way home from work, and at home. 100% assholes. I can't do this anymore. I'm going down, and only the last shot is for me. But who shall I take with me? What corrections would the jam hole make to society before shooting their load?
Okay, so, those of you that just rejoined us from Ustream crashing, let me see that, we'll know that the question was, it's gunman time. Better yet, it's suicide gunman time. Are you ready?
Suicide gunman.
Suicide gunman time. To work, at work, during work, on the way home from work, and at home, 100% assholes. I cannot do this anymore. I'm going down, and only the last shot is for me. But who shall I take with me? What corrections, quote, would the jam hole make to society before shooting their loads? I'm going to say Skull Church, Wednesday night, AK.
AK?
Fully auto AK.
Yeah.
Or AR-15. Either or. I would
know
make
people
that
with
correction.
Both of those.
And then they'll be like, see, atheists aren't good. They're evil. And it will just blow their mind.
That would be awesome.
I don't know. Would you
that
take
that would your... do more bad than good.
You think?
For the cause
for
of
the
us
cause,
atheists.
For the greater good.
It's not going to give atheists a better reputation.
Right. I could have a note that says, God made me do it.
Yeah.
I think I would do that.
Maybe.
What do you think? Is there any,
that'd
like...
be a good note, yeah.
Definitely have a note,
yeah,
right?
God made me do it.
What would the note say? God made me do it?
Yeah.
What corrections would you make? Are there any, like, real...
know.
Anything...
I just blow the
in
whole
the
place
world?
Up.
Oh, like the whole valley. Like the dam.
Yeah.
Now you're a terrorist. Don't ask questions like that. But seriously...
I don't know.
Because this town has like a lot of stuff like that.
What?
You know, I think one thing that could be different was I think the Jewel Basin should have at least two or three castles.
At least.
You know, just like, or Glacier Park, right up on a couple of those peaks, just a huge castle.
One. That'd be cool.
I mean, like it could house 40,000 people.
At least.
A castle.
Like in the mountain. Boom, right, in the mountain.
Right on the freaking peak.
That would be cool.
You know? A couple of them.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
West Coast.
Let's look it up. There's plenty of granite.
Oh,
my God.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
I mean,
plenty
of
granite.
We wouldn't even need anything but a good grip load of horses. And you know, maybe then we could get some equipment to actually grind on some granite. But Yeah. It would be... pretty simple.
Tyler the Tyler. do you tile anymore?
Not really.
Really?
But know how.
You got kind of good at that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That was your living.
I love the concept, but man, oh, man, the economy just pretty much took that shit away.
Right. No one's building houses. No one wants tile done.
Yeah, pretty much.
From a Tyler named Tyler. I thought that was so cool when you first said that.
Yep.
Like, I'm Tyler.
It's
and
like
I
you were
Tyler.
Meant to do that.
I know.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
I was meant to have no arms and no legs and a team of hot bitches. Yeah. Just, my name is Matt. Like, I just lay there and be Matt. Yeah. You're a Tyler.
You're Matt.
And you be a Braden. Braden is...
I don't know what that is.
Donkey, I thought. What
is
it? A Braden. Isn't a Braden like a... It's a farm animal.
I didn't think a Braden was in anything.
I didn't think it was anything.
I didn't know there
I think
was
it's,
a meaning.
I think it's A-I-D-E-N, though. Not like...
Not like why?
Right. Like Raiden. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate that. It's been a blast. Did you know there's Braiden.com, the internet site for everyone called Braiden?
Really? That's awesome.
That is awesome. Wow.
That is pretty
chat
strange,
with
crazy.
Other Bradens. It's A-I-D, though, not oh. A-Y-D.
Well, then there's no one. Other
links to other me. Bradens. Register with us.
Register. I'm a registered Braden.
Well, email us info@thejamhole.com. 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Thejamhole.com/vote. It's a new fucking month. We need to get up in our spot, which is usually like 20 or 23. Just get us up there. Appreciate that. /donate. Give us some cash. Taxes are coming. Guess what?
What? What?
On the 15th?
Yeah.
I'm sending my first payment for some fresh, sick-ass beats, son!
What?
I put beats on layaway! Fuck yeah, dude. I'm gonna make payments. And I'm getting...
Beats on layaway.
Beats on layaway, dude. I'm getting 8 of them.
Nice.
Oh, God. Who's so help me pay for... The quicker I can pay for these, the faster... Oh, God.
You can legitimately
I'm
sell
so
an album.
I'm so excited for this, dude. It'll be cool to have beats that are like these are mine. I didn't just steal them.
Yeah, but
that's
you didn't make
cool.
them either.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't. No
How
one
are you
does
gonna
that.
Get to make them for you?
They're made already.
Oh,
I just picked them out.
Got by them.
I picked out which ones. I was like, "Are these taken?" And he was like, "Nope." I'm like, "I'll take them."
Sweet.
I know. I'm excited. It'll be like legit. I'm gonna rap all about like rapping on stolen beats though, like just
yeah,
how I jacked
album.
All these fools.
Right.
How I came up in the game just jacking fools. It'll be great. I'm excited. So thejamhole.com/YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all that shit. What the fuck are you doing?
What
you still got
doing?
MySpace and shit?
Yeah.
Is that where people can get a hold of you at and say hi?
I guess if they
We're
really
wanted
to. We're
playing dodgeball. I guess if they wanted to. Why would they want to?
Though? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, we're playing Dodgeball Tuesday.
Dodgeball.
If you guys are local, come get fucking smacked up by some...
Get my balls in your face.
Come get some balls in your... Dude, how many of those jokes do you think we'll
Dude,
hear there?
There's going to be so many.
I will contribute to that as many as
like,
I can.
I got my balls right in your mouth.
I'm so ready with my balls.
Go there for some ball smacking.
Yeah. I know.
After playing Dodgeball, my balls were so big and red.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Thank you so much. You. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank all
you.
Of you guys.
Thank
we'll talk you. To you then. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam. The Jam. Jamhole.com.